Stop, reflect, refocus. This is Going Deeper from the Salvos.
Anna is an independent, capable woman, a former police officer, flight attendant, and then private investigator. She was living comfortably with her two boys and little white dogs until she discovered something. The house she'd bought had been severely damaged decades ago in the Newcastle earthquake, and the repair bill was crippling, forcing her to sell. At the same time, she lost a job. She sold it, got a rental property, but had to leave because she couldn't afford it. It wasn't long before she and her kids were living in her car, and then her car got repossessed. Anna was in a position she never thought she'd be in. She was homeless. She remembered the day her car was repossessed. She told War Cry magazine, "The man who took it actually felt sorry for me. I was standing there with my two little dogs and he said, 'Would you like me to give you a ride home?' And she said, 'The car that's now in the back of your flatbed truck is our home.' So he felt really bad. There was nowhere to go. So she and her boys slept on the streets. She was only eating once a day. She would only seek help from the Salvation Army when she was desperate. The Salvos Money Care Service stepped in, and over time her life was turned around. At the time of doing this segment, Anna was living in a private rental and had steady employment. Anna's story is not unique and is a good example of how there is no shame in asking for help. I remember the account in antiquity of the blind man sitting on the outside of town begging, and he heard all this commotion and found out that Jesus was walking by. So he called out with a loud voice to Jesus to help him. Others around him told him to be quiet, but he yelled out even more. As a result of his persistence and hanging on to the hope he had inside, Jesus came over to him and restored his sight.